To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Here we go. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 23. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
J Prince, baby.
It's Ariane, Kitchen Magician Catering.
Hey, it's your boy Kale back again.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How was your week?
Very productive.
No doubt. We have a special guest tonight. Of course, Kale's making his 3,000th appearance. J Prince, you're making your... Is it number three? Three times. And we have the kitchen magician.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Going with the spoon.
What's going on, brother, man? Kitchen Magician Catering, man. Tell us about that.
Well, man, I do catering, you know, as it says in the title itself. But I have a restaurant called Firehouse 15. So, you know, it's kind of the best of the both worlds. You come down there. If I don't have an event booked, then you can, you know, sit down and enjoy some. It's eclectic. It's a 1920s firehouse. So you get some, you know, different ambiance. And you get something different every time. It's not a set menu, so you come down there, you just never know what to expect.
So. Word.
And then, you know, I checked you out, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And the food was banging.
Yeah, I know.
I left full.
Appreciate it.
Only thing I wish I would have had, I wanted to, you know, remember the old firehouse with the pole.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, you know, just for old time's sake, man, but now I couldn't do that, man. But how'd you find the firehouse?
Man, I just have been looking for a place for a good minute, maybe a few months. I have been looking for a location, and I just came across it. I was on this website, loop.net,
mm-hmm.
and I just came across it. I was like, oh, snap, I'm going to check this place out. You know, I liked it. It was an old firehouse. It was different, so I said I'm going to check it out and ended up getting that spot. So
No doubt.
You know, sifting through, digging through the crates, and found a gem.
Mm. Now, you say that with the catering...
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you work that around the restaurant?
Well, I want to do just catering.
Mm-hmm.
But as a way of marketing and promoting what I do, if I don't have something booked, I just run it as a restaurant on that particular day. But, you know, what's starting to happen now is a lot of my Saturdays are starting to get booked up by events. So Sunday brunch is an opportunity for people to come down and, you know, sample and try different dishes. So I looked at it as just an opportunity to market in for people to get a chance to, you know, see and taste the food. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of businesses or catering businesses where, you know, you can schedule a tasting, but can you actually go into that place and order something off the menu and say, oh, wow, I like that, or that tasted good, and wow, it's something different every time. So I just look at it as a different strategy of marketing, and, you know, thus far it's been doing pretty good with doing it that way.
Mm. I see your cooking classes.
Cooking classes, too.
Cool.
So, you know, I feel you have to just... diversify and try to have as many revenue streams as you can in the game. You know, it's just like, you know, in hip hop, they say, you know, got to have many different hustles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at it like, you know, teaching people, I always like teaching people how to cook. You know, since I was, you know, in high school doing a vocational program, people would always say, hey, I've been trying to make this and it came out wrong. What did I do wrong? So I've been giving people little pointers since I was 17 doing little cooking school stuff. So I just looked at it as, you know, I enjoy teaching anyway, so, you know, why not do cooking classes? And those have been pretty popular. I've been doing, like, a couple of them a month, so.
Male and female?
Male. A lot of the times it would be a lot of just females doing them, you know, but some of the times they'd be mixed, but it'll be odd.
Is there a preference? I mean, just saying.
I think the female classes are more fun, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And like, I did a bridal shower, and they, you know, especially, and they bring, you know, have wine and stuff like that, and, you know, everybody's just, you know, having a good time with it. So I think it's fun.
So you don't have an issue, like, say you like slicing tomatoes and the guy's not slicing it right and you got to hold this?
Nah, we're not going to do that. I'm going to say, hey, let me show
you. I mean, I know the views of Snuff McGee do not represent Snuff McGee. I know it's 2019, you know. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm going to show you how to do this, bro. Watch.
Nigga, that might be worse.
Let me show you. That's it. Ain't gonna be no.
Be like Money Talk. They put their hands on you.
You know. So if I can ask a quick question, like I could bring my lady, and we could both do a cooking class.
Yeah, there. For sure. You just have to, you know, either contact me on social media or my phone number, email, right. whatever, and just let me know what date you have. And I also do like personal chef things as well. So people, the last one I did, someone had a surprise for his wife, like on an anniversary, or it was her birthday, one of them. And I did like a 5-course meal for him. So,
yeah, I follow you now anyway. Yeah, so we gonna link,
yeah,
brother.
He had schooled me too. You know, I couldn't. I suck at making eggs. Man. I like, man, he ordered an omelet, man. He ain't sure how to make his omelet. Man. He did it so smooth. I like. Ever since then, I had no issue, man.
I seen like you had some pictures on. You work with TV6.
Yeah, I'm on there all the time. I'm on CBS6. I do probably like twice a month. I'm on there doing different segments and stuff. So I think so far I've probably done like about 65 segments.
Damn.
So far, yeah.
So
you on the payroll now,
right?
So the funny thing, an event I did earlier today. It was one of the anchors from CBS6. I think on Reba. I'm not sure what her last name is, but she was there, and I saw her. She recognized me. She's like, "Yeah, I'm always on early in the morning before you get there." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll be on. I'm on the 26th again. I'm doing two segments.
No doubt.
26th. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the news that day.
I know we don't watch on 12. It's a certain guy on there. we don't care for it for too much.
Can I say it or leave it alone?
Hey, go ahead. Do what you got.
Hey, Kurt Archie, fuck you, bro.
Throw that out there. Hey, I understood Archie, what Kurt Archie be doing.
You want to go, Kel, or you want me to do it?
It's going to be laced with profanity. If I go, so I'm going to let you go.
Hey, go ahead. I'll follow up.
Kurt Audrey is a culture vulture. The worst type of culture vulture. He just says, he finds what black women like to say, mostly Tyler Perry movie quotes.
How you doing?
And he says those online. But he don't give a fuck about niggas for real. He don't post nothing about when we're being treated, or mistreated, I should say. And he's a proud, you know, country supporter, so to speak. I'll put it that way. But he thinks because he can say how you doing and hallelujah that, you know, we fuck with him. And sadly, we do, a lot of us. But I'm not. I'm hip to the tricks. Fuck you, Kurt Archer.
It's kind of like when you don't see white politicians in the hood unless it's election time.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once they come, it's like they're cool with everybody.
Or they agree to do your show and then they don't show up.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know. Well, I'll say it again, you know. He Meek Milled them and they forgot he R. Kelly'd them.
Yeah, you know. It is what it is, man. But we'll move on from Kurt.
Oh, hold on. Fuck you, Kurt Archer.
My man.
Let's talk. Hey, so you're from the Bronx, man, and grew up in Long Island?
Yes, sir.
So how long you been in VA?
In VA, man, I actually moved when I first moved to Virginia in 03. I had lived in Williamsburg for a few years. My sister had moved from New York down to Williamsburg. So when I graduated from college, you know, she was like, hey, why don't you, you know, instead of going back to New York, give it a try in Virginia. You know, the cost of living is a lot cheaper. You're going to go back to New York. And, you know, it's crazy expensive. Yeah. Out there. You live in a goddamn cigarette box and pay $2,000 a month. She said, come down here and give it a shot. So I came down and gave it a shot. Best decision I made, and lived in Williamsburg for like maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably been in Richmond since like 2006 or 7, something like that.
I know Williamsburg is probably the most expensive area around here.
Yeah,
yeah,
for real.
I ain't never met anybody who actually lived in Williamsburg.
Vacation.
Yeah. Man, we go there for weekend trips.
Hit up Captain George or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Need Sunday morning. Come on, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Outlets.
Yeah.
Outlets ain't even outlets no more, man.
Yeah,
ain't the same no more.
It's just a mall to me now.
It is. That shit is not discounted.
We used to be hyped to go to outlets.
Get them towns for like $50.
Mm-hmm. That ain't real price. Bitch is still $220, nigga.
Yeah. And talk about school, man. What school did you go for?
I went to Johnson & Wales University, so it's one of the top culinary schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going there because when I was in high school, one of my teachers, I did like vocational school my junior and senior year, so like half of the day I went to regular high school and the other half I did culinary. So I had a teacher there that was a Johnson & Wales graduate,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I wasn't thinking nothing about college. I used to think college was for rich people. I don't know, I can't go to no college, you know, I don't know nothing about that. And he was like, man, you got a passion for this. You know, you do really well with all of these things. And they had like little competitions and stuff, and I'll be winning them. So he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna get all the paperwork from the school, and I'm helping you. Gonna fill it out. You know, you'll go from there." So I filled it all out, and I ended up getting like some scholarships and grants and all of that, and that's how I ended up going there.
No doubt.
Wasn't for him, it would be a whole different out.
Shout out to you, Mr. Teacher.
Yeah, Chef Scabo.
Shout out, Chef Scabo.
What up?
Now, have you ever done like with personal chef services, like coming to houses and cooking
for
people?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Like I was saying, the one I did for that anniversary or birthday party, I come right to your house. Did a 5-course meal. Sometimes people for their birthdays they want to have a cooking class right at their house, and I do it right there. So it doesn't have to be at the my venue. It could be at yours as well.
Okay, no problem.
What's up?
All right, well, after the episode,
Yeah, no, I got so many questions for this brother. Because I cook, too, man. I'm trying to get into, doing stuff like that. And I needed somebody to talk to. This is the man right here, clearly.
Got three cooks around there.
Yeah.
And Snuff McGee. I mean, I've been grilling and smoking, man. That's my thing.
I definitely do that, yeah.
So how did you two meet?
We
met,
We're on a pause. That's
like, you that too, right?
Yeah.
It won't just me.
I mean, as a co-worker.
Yeah,
that's how it is. You know, it is 2019.
How'd you
feel
me? Like, really?
Yeah,
I see.
Niggas ain't want to answer.
Hey, you go.
But I caught JJ was like, well, you want to go there?
So we just met through working with each other, and it was always cool talking at work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's how we met.
Like restaurant business working?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Restaurant.
In other words, he's my boss. He's my boss.
That's all right.
I met you a couple months ago through Jay or whatnot, and he was telling me about you. Matter of fact, he was telling me about before that or whatnot, and trying to get you on the show. We had some issues last time. Checked out the restaurant, man. Tore the food. Even my son, kids are picky as hell.
Yeah.
Was tearing it up. Tearing it up, man.
I know it was good because you was talking about it afterwards.
What was the name of that apple, that dessert?
Oh, I had apple Napoleon.
I need you to delve deeper into that.
So it's like phyllo dough. I don't know if you're familiar.
It's
real thin, thin sort of like paper thin sheets of dough that they're brushed with butter and sprinkled with sugar and cinnamon, and you layer them. They're like four layers, bake them all, and then in between that it's like a cream cheese with got like fresh squeezed oranges in it and orange zest, got a little bit of sugar in it. And then you just caramelize apples.
I'm really trying to contain my excitement right now.
Zest.
I'm trying to contain how happy I am hearing this, but it's the nigga said butter. That was good. Wait a minute, bourbon.
Caramel sauce, the apples, and then they all put you go together. You just
Jesus Christ.
Stuff, so,
How do I get this?
Yeah,
I gotta come to the fire station.
To the firehouse.
Hey, this has been Snuff McGee and Friends. We about to go to the fire station. Go get this shit done.
I put it like this. It don't last long. It didn't last long with me.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, that's one thing I can't do. I don't do desserts.
And
so.
The thing about it, the presentation was sweet. So I mean, I wanted to try. And, a lot of times, let's be real. A lot of places you see the presentation, you be like, oh, it looks good.
Yeah.
But how does it taste?
Yeah, really.
And this thing was the real deal, man. And I think I got the French toast as well. And everything was gone.
My favorite dish from him, is the curry shrimp.
Yeah,
I'll text him. It won't be on the menu. I'll text him. We got to get curry shrimp to do.
I would just like to say I feel left out as I'm the only one who has not tasted this gentleman's food.
Well, go ahead. Give him your contact info location so he can come through, man.
Yeah, you got to come through. It's 3011 Meadowbridge Road, Richmond, Virginia. So you got to come out there and check it out.
Yep. I'll be there.
Like I said,
I need to call first. Anything like that?
Yeah, you can follow on social media.
Instagram
at Kitchen Magician Catering and on Facebook, The Kitchen Magician.
I'm not gonna lie. He posted some when he was talking about you coming. He posted some pictures of your food.
Yeah.
I said I need to follow this brother immediately. Yeah. Clearly, we'll be there.
Sure. Upcoming events, man. What you got coming up?
I got the birthday party tomorrow. Somebody's having their 70th birthday party tomorrow. So I'll be. Won't be open to the public tomorrow, but for Sunday brunch, from noon to 3. But lately now it's been like noon to like 4:35 because it's just been packed in there. Yeah, it's been jumping in there on Sundays now. So, yeah, so you got to, you know, reservations, please. You know, a reservation doesn't mean giving me a call and say, hey, man, I'm in the parking lot. You know, I'm because that's what people...
How many y'all got? Like the barbershop. Yeah, you know?
What you looking like, big dog?
I'll text him. Curse or anything?
I'm going to find out if you
during need. Service.
Like, speaking of that, barbers are the worst, man, because they had you with high hopes. Because you be like, how many you got? Come on. Oh, shit, I'm good. And five in front you, man.
He just got here, man. I got two kids, though, so I'm knocking them out real quick.
They'll throw that shit at you.
I ain't got but two. And the two be like two people with their kids with them. Like,
yeah. Now, my barber hit me with that all the time. I walked in the barbershop last weekend. This nigga had no shoes on, just sitting there chilling, smoking a vape. Nigga, what the fuck is you doing? Are you cutting today? I guess so.
But look, it always be that one old dude there. He be sitting there with the barber coat on. He got that one customer to come in.
He don't want to go home, though, man.
No, he don't go home.
It's just like people...
He don't feel like hearing their mouth.
Working them jobs. They don't want to retire, man. Like, feel like once you go home, you just...
That's it.
Get sick. Yeah, man.
Missing everything.
Yeah, man. Shout out your info one more time. Then we're gonna go into Irrelevance in the Dungeon, man, because we got a lot to talk about tonight.
All right, you can follow me on Instagram at Kitchen Magician Catering, on Facebook The Kitchen Magician, and you know my website is KitchenMagicianCatering.com. Check me out.
No doubt. Well, fella, y'all ready? I mean, we got Jay Prince in, man. We definitely got
where you got Jay Prince.
It's about to get real in the dungeon tonight, man. I'm gonna start off top, man. Antonio Brown.
Bitch ass. Go ahead.
Why he a bitch ass, man?
Cause, man, he ain't bigger than the team.
He ain't bigger. See, nigga, this was his plot from the beginning. He don't give a fuck about that shit for real. That nigga didn't want to be in Oakland.
I understand that, but still, you got churn looking at you. Kids looking up to you, man.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
That's my only argument. You got kids looking up to you, and they thinking that's all right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't argue with that. That's a fact. Damn it, that's the first time I've been stumped on here.
Yeah, I think the cracker line pretty much put it over the top.
Well, I appreciated that. I thought that was a fantastic thing to do. I take every opportunity to call a white man a cracker.
Why did he call him a cracker? What did he actually
But my for? Thing, I don't think they try to make cracker and nigger like they're synonymous.
It's not.
And they're not, because you can say cracker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can print that out and all that stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone was called, you know, the N-word, yeah. You know, it would be
the proper N-word.
Yeah. But, I thought that whole situation was kind of suspect off jump.
I mean, so this is the way I look at it. And Jay Prince, you just posed a very good point. So that alters what I was saying a little bit, but I'm still going to say it because I already committed.
Go ahead. Speak your mind, brother.
He got sent to Oakland, I feel like, as a punishment. Everybody know Oakland is fucking garbage.
It's like the Randy Moss situation.
Yeah. He got sent there as punishment. So what he said is, all right, fuck y'all. I'm going to force my way. That's the only way he can get out of that. Should he have had to play somewhere that he didn't want to play? Somewhere that he know he was sent as punishment for whatever happened between him and the Steelers front office?
I agree with you on that. I mean, it's a business.
It is a business.
It's
a
business. He act like he's the first person got traded somewhere they didn't want to go.
But I think that we're getting to a point
he's a superstar.
But niggas is realizing that they can control that shit, though. LeBron started that.
It's becoming a players' league. Yeah. The NBA is already there.
Yeah.
Now the NFL with the Le'Veon situation.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon still got paid.
Yeah.
You know,
he didn't get the money he wanted, though.
Well, I mean, it was still up there. He didn't get the girly money.
You know who did get the girly money?
Yeah, and Zeke got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that was all set up, too, how Jerry Jones was talking that
he
shit.
Did, yeah.
He was going to pay him anyway.
Yeah.
He was going to pay him anyway.
But Dak about to get paid now,
too. I don't think so. I don't think he deserved it.
Did you see it?
It was the Giants, though.
I'm the resident Cowboys fan. I don't know. You from New York, so I know you don't like the Cowboys.
He's a Cowboy. He's a Cowboy.
The reason why Dak got them numbers down, because they said earlier in that game that Zeke won't get that many touches. So what was he going to do? Throw it.
It don't.
We're going to come back and see let Troy.
Kellen Moore opened up that playbook.
He's not going to be there long. Either he's going to be the head coach of Dallas or he's going somewhere else.
He's
going
to have to be the head coach.
He's hot right now.
Because
it's only been one game, but still.
But no, he showed what Dak can really do. Dak had the potential. Scott Linehan went to the first two pages of the playbook and said, we're going to stay here.
Scott Linehan was a run first.
And he was 177. Kellen Moore is young. He knows how the league goes. Mm-hmm. He opened up that playbook and showed what that black man can do. Get that man his money.
He's definitely going to get paid. Getting back.
Don't give him 40, though. I will say.
Carson Wentz?
Yes.
I disagree.
All right, that's fair.
Carson can't stay healthy, man. But getting back to Brown. All right, so we had the situation with the Raiders. Now, with the Gruden conversation over the phone, that was kind of like, ooh. You know, but then they said Gruden gave the okay for it.
That's still a bit much, though.
We all know. Look, Belichick's old school. He's a GOAT. He's the greatest coach of all time, man. I
agree.
And Belichick is from the old school of coaching.
Second greatest coach of all time.
Who's the greatest?
Jimmy Johnson.
That's arguable. You know, yeah. You can argue that.
And Jerry Jones knows that.
Yeah.
But I will give you that because you know who Belichick goes to talk to?
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
To Jimmy Johnson, man. But
and you fucked us, Jerry, with that.
You remember when Lawrence Taylor said back in the day, and of course, you know, Belichick was a defensive coordinator with the Giants. When a star running back would come into town, that they would send the hookers up to the room to wear him out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's all. Yeah.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
What Jordan say on that documentary about to come up? At all costs.
Yeah.
At all costs,
if
man.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
So.
Man.
The Patriots went after Brown with the Steelers. But the Steelers, I think they wanted like a first and a second.
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't going to do that. But then they gave him to the Raiders for like, what, a third and a fifth?
Of course. It was punishment.
Yeah. So.
I'm not mad at AB for that. I'm mad. I agree with you.
Look at what Pittsburgh looking at. Who's a bigger threat to them?
Yeah, they are a threat. But you at the same time, who else came from the Raiders and went to the Patriots? Randy Moss.
The one and only Randy Moss.
Yes.
And who was labeled a troublemaker,
mm-hmm.
not a good team player.
Oh, the Patriots about to win the Super Bowl.
Then goes to New England and sets the record for most touchdown catches in the season.
Yeah, the Patriots about to win the Super Bowl. That secured that.
AB on east side of the field.
As long as he play all year.
That's how it's going to be?
It's going to be.
Josh Gordon and AB on east side of the field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got Edelman in the slot.
Yeah.
And Edelman.
Who's stopping that? Who's stopping that?
Edelman's like Wes Welker times three.
Yeah.
So he's going to kill. He's going to kill the slot right now, man. But now with the girl, with the allegations, and, you know, with the Me Too movement, I mean, you have to take into account, you know, that something has been said.
She ain't filed a report for that, did she?
No, it's a civil case.
And
I'm sorry, man. I don't believe that shit, man. I don't.
Have the shit here come out now. I don't believe it, but.
I ain't gonna say I don't believe it. I'm gonna say it's partially true.
Explain.
What about Lieutenant Governor?
I'm gonna say they had some contact. I mean, even he admitted that though.
Mm-hmm.
They had contact. I think she's being recruited to say it went down the way it went down though. Because the timing is just too suspect for me.
But I heard it's been going on for a while behind the scenes. But he doesn't have to report it to the NFL because it was not a court matter.
I'll be quiet then. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was reading up on that earlier. But now they're saying the NFL wants to talk to her. But she's getting married first.
So, the fuck is she doing, man? Nah, I'm with you now.
Like I said, have that shit come on, man. I mean, I don't think have that shit true.
I'm a Max Kellerman fan. I'm not, you know, Stephen A. is not. I'm not a fan of Stephen A. as much. I like Max Kellerman because he's rap. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
They were horrible.
Max Kellerman.
I mean, I didn't say he was a dope rapper. I just said he used to rap. And his boxing
bullshit.
I like him in boxing.
That's when he stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he needs to leave basketball.
This week he stepped up.
He said Kevin Durant's not top five.
Anytime you say Kobe's not top five,
he's a boxing dude. But normally he doesn't get out of pocket. But now he's saying that, you know, Brown shouldn't be playing Sunday. That, you know, a lot of people saying he should be on the commissioner's list, kind of like with my man from Carolina that went to the Greg.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah, Greg Hardy. Mm-hmm. That bitch was crazy.
Hey, we signed him.
Yeah, but that's what y'all do, you know?
Yeah.
He did good that year, though.
He did.
A lot of the stuff they have in the media now is just like you were saying with timing. It's like, why did that come out right then and there? I think it's to distract us from something else, mm-hmm. and they just release it when they feel it's a good time to release it.
Now, you think other teams are doing that because they see that New England is like a powerhouse now, trying to stall them out?
Nah. It ain't gonna stop. Like, it ain't gonna stop from playing, though.
Yeah.
So, and they would know that. more than we would.
I mean, it's a possibility that he might not, though.
I feel like it's the commissioner, if anything.
I'm not really a fan of Goodell.
Yeah, who is? Nobody is.
I think that a lot of things happen behind the scenes. Like, with Michael Jordan going to play baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not really what happened, but that was a safe thing to say. We all know he was gambling and mm-hmm. doing all these other things.
And got his daddy
killed. We can't damage the league.
E.J. Armstrong, he come on total. You know?
What is the totals behind the gamble? I heard that, like, did he build up a big debt?
His daddy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pretty much.
That's the total behind it. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep, and then they said...
I said it, nigga.
Ouch.
His father's life.
Mm. Hey, you know, when I heard it, I was still a kid when I heard the story, but it didn't make sense to me that he got tied and pulled over to go to sleep on the side of the road. And
you see the two people they arrested? One white, one black, one.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me at all.
Mike got his daddy killed, and that's something I always hold against.
Yeah, I heard about that he had huge gambling debts mm-hmm. that he didn't pay off.
So today was the pawn?
Mm-hmm.
Pay your money.
Yeah, if you got in with them gangsters, man.
They can't necessarily kill Michael Jordan. Let's think about it. Like, you can't really kill Michael Jordan, but you can. That's the closer you're going to get to.
Yeah, you kill him, you're messing your money up for
exactly.
real.
Exactly. Yeah. They kill. Yeah, he got his daddy killed, man. I said
kill
it.
Now he's still messing up your
money. Yeah.
Damn, Mike.
He's still the GOAT, though. Still the GOAT.
Is he?
Yes. Prove me wrong.
He's a Kobe fan. Kobe fan over here.
But like I told you before, though, I don't ever argue necessarily with somebody and say Kobe's better than Jordan.
Nah, you can't say.
I just feel like the GOAT.
One thing about it, they're neck and neck. I give you that.
I appreciate Cole, that.
Kobe. I can't even say that. I couldn't even say that, man.
Y'all don't have to say it. Basketball players. You know me. Nobody gives a fuck what y'all say.
You know me. I couldn't stand Kobe.
Did Kobe make his team better? Truth be told.
Yes. Which team?
Which team you talking about?
Yeah, which team?
The last two.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Gasol's the MVP.
He definitely made them better. That was a bad team to pick, nigga. Yeah, he definitely made them better.
I'm just saying.
But you know what? The reason why.
What about Shaq, though?
He didn't make Shaq. No, he didn't make Smush Parker better. I'm sorry. Because Smush Parker, I can beat Smush Parker 1-on-1.
The views of character that represents Stuff Again Friends. What's up, Smush? How you doing, Smush?
Did Shaq make Kobe better or Kobe make Shaq better? Cause Shaq that good, why Orlando didn't get no rings?
Shaq and Penny ain't do it.
Orlando didn't get the rings because for one, Olajuwon was a monster. For two, Jordan was back, and he was back better than ever. You know,
but not first year. Now we went to the finals. Jordan one day.
That was Olajuwon. Jordan just got back. Yeah. He just got back.
That's when Nick Anderson stripped him from behind.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he changed from 45 to 23.
I don't appreciate the fact that he brought up the whole Nick Anderson. I haven't gotten over that series.
Nick Anderson, he missed them 4 free throws in the finals, too. Maybe missed game one.
Yeah, he did.
Now, my argument is never that Kobe is better than Jordan, man. Per se. It's just that I feel like you can't have... There's not a GOAT in basketball. There's a GOAT for eras of basketball.
It's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, man.
But that's a fact.
That's exactly what
because all them niggas couldn't play against each other. That's the only way you can really say that there's a GOAT.
What I can say to that is that people get better mm-hmm. over time. But one thing we could go back with Jordan is when they were playing, there was no zone defense.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, they changed the league rules to try to make it more of a global league.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
With more shooters. Because, you know, the league was what I remember I was watching on HBO. They used to have all these little sports shows, and they had something like the league was like over 90% black. And it was like, well, we got to... You know, figure out some way to diversify this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, well, allow zone defense.
Yeah, they made it easy for white boys.
For them, for the international players like Dirk, who are slow on their feet to be superstars.
We had this conversation, you know? But like we said before, when you have these internet, like your Luka with Dallas, your Ginobili's, you're like, oh look how he plays the Eurostep, this and that. Mm-hmm. But when Hart is doing that stuff.
Oh, no, hold on, time out.
That is traveling.
Flag on the play. Flag, nigga. Traveling. Harden not doing it like the rest of them niggas. Harden is taking 19 steps and shooting the 3.
This man doing a river dance dribbling.
Harden is nice, man. Give Harden his due.
Nigga.
Give Harden his due.
Well,
his due is dribble, what? Like dribble, he's a solid basketball player?
I think he's nice. He just doesn't play defense.
He refuses to play defense.
What's up with Melo?
Yeah, nigga, look where he at.
But that's the whole
playing pickup game, thinking somebody gonna pick his ass up.
Like I said, he ain't been the same.
No, they not. He needs to go play in the big three. Like
Melo ain't been the same since Tommy started smashing Lala.
Well, hey, fair. He saw his wife titties on screen and just got all fucked up.
Hey, stop it.
Hey, I rewinded that four times.
I don't think Lala's body's real, man. That's me, though.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I don't think so.
It won't like that on TRL. Doesn't matter. So that's fair.
Huh?
It do matter. It do matter.
It matter now? This generation? Yeah, what's real now?
Fake is the new real.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I'll give you that. But I mean, I think Harden, he's not the greatest scorer of all time.
Nope. Fuck
but no. he's a great player. And I don't think people give him that due for that. The last, what, four MVPs, he's been like top two or top three.
Mm-hmm. But did he deserve it, really?
Why didn't
he? In the last four.
Let's say this. The dude, he's always got the ball. You know he's got the ball.
Unfortunately. Because Chris Paul, they hurt.
So and he's still putting up, he's still putting up 35.
What about the last minute? Some change. Down by two. What Harden going to do for you?
So this is my issue with James Harden.
That's my issue with stats.
Poor decisions.
Well, stats don't. Yeah, any basketball player would tell you the stats don't really matter.
This generation now, stats means a lot.
That's
because
they're a bunch of fucking nerds. They don't know. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Perfect example. I don't mean to jump on the ball like this. Shannon shot. Lakers lost last night, but he put up 38-12-12. Nigga, you lost.
Well, you know, like, you know, Skip is like, I mean, Shannon is LeBron's biggest fan.
Let me teach him Skip.
I respect Skip.
I like Shannon, man. I like Shannon.
I do, yeah.
Miss Trip Dub, Kate.
Tubes.
I like the Lakers, so it's
hard. Your year. You know that, right?
It probably is.
It's your year. It's your whole year, too.
This will be the time that if we do win the championship, I'll be like, happy. Yeah, but the Lakers won the championship, but it'll hurt me a little bit.
This is the problem. DeMar's cousin went down, which don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. AD next.
Nigga, why would you say that?
Huh?
Don't put that on that, man.
He's
injured prone. Hey, we're not going to talk about it. Don't put that on that man.
I mean,
you put it out to the universe, though. Don't put that on that man.
This man would dislocate his knee tripping over a
You
pin.
Know why he not? Because we got a center. He don't have to play center. That's when he get hurt. He got to play
who
center.
Dwight Howard.
Yo, have you seen Dwight, though? Dwight ready.
Okay.
Dwight said he stopped fucking with the booty holes.
So he going to be better now? I don't think so.
He stopped fucking with booty holes. So he good. Is that okay to say?
Huh?
Is that all right?
Hey, man, well, you know, we might have to edit it out.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He stopped fucking with boy bitches, so he all right. He said.
Like he said.
I think Bron gonna have you gonna have Dwight Wright, man.
I think Bron is gonna have a stellar season this year. I'm not even a LeBron fan, but this is the longest time LeBron's had off in what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
LeBron about to come out. He's about to average 35.
You know, this is going to be year what? 16?
Yeah, he's getting
15, I think.
17. This is 17, isn't it?
No, it's. He came in 2003.
He came out of 03, so this is going to be.
17, right?
16th. It might be 17.
This is 17.
It's 16.
He broke Jordan's record in his 16th year.
It might be 17, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Man been playing.
You gotta think he was playing against Ben Wallace and them boys, man.
Yeah. Detroit, the second bad boys.
They might as well been bad boys. Yeah. Damn, I ain't 17 years, bro.
What about the comment Kobe made about if Shaq would have stayed healthy, he would have had 12.
He won't wrong. Shaq can say what the fuck he wanted to say. I mean, that's hyperbole, of course. But he would have had 6 or 7. So Shaq, I don't know why he felt the need to come back and say something like this and that, but Shaq has admitted it himself. If anybody saw the conversation that Shaq and Kobe had, what was it, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Where Shaq was like, yeah, I didn't feel like I had to work out or nothing like that because I knew you could come get 40 any night. So I slacked off.
Mm-hmm.
So now this nigga want to come back. Oh, well, we could have won 12 if you passed the ball. No, nigga, you already said what you said, and that was true. Shaq didn't work out during the offseason. Shaq got fat as fuck.
We say he loved them Big Macs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Big Macs and Whoppers. Yeah.
Like, while Kobe was in there working on his left hand and shit, Shaq was, because he knew Kobe could put up 40 any night.
Shaq was at Caboodle's.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, everybody know that, though. Like, it is what it is. Like, they could have won between 6 and 8.
With all that being said, too, we also know Shaq is, like, super sensitive.
True.
We know that.
Yeah. But you a grown ass man, bro. You said you literally, this happened last year where you said this shit. Don't try to back out of it now and no, nigga, but you said it.
Whenever he's
gonna respond back.
Whenever
to
he feels attacked, you know, yeah, like
Kobe
I said,
told me how my ass.
Same argument because Shaq always been defending Kobe about the goat talk.
Yeah,
he always been saying, "What about Kobe?"
You know who else defends him all the time? VA's on Allen Iverson.
Defense of
Kobe. He always says, "I don't know why y'all keep leaving Bean out. That boy was a killer, and I played against him."
Well, that's because he beat Iverson.
Well, he did beat Iverson. He literally beat Iverson. He didn't beat the 76ers.
He beat
Allen Iverson.
That's why. Somebody else said LeBron never had nobody.
That nigga ain't had nobody. How the fuck did Allen Iverson make it to the final?
I think it was just him and Larry Brown. Just got him to the finals.
Aaron McKee. They had no business being
Eric Snow. Yeah, come on, man.
But they actually won a fucking game. They won game one.
But see, everybody gives Iverson the credit for game one. I think Larry Brown won game one. Larry Brown won
the greatest coach of all time, yeah. So I'll take that.
Well, I remember the game one. He stepped over Teron Lue.
Yeah, he did. But at the same time, Phil got out coached that game.
It happened.
He got out coached. And what happened when Brown went to Detroit?
He out coached Phil. Who's the better coach, though?
Honestly. Phil Jackson.
Because he got the rings.
He's a better manager of talent.
Bingo. That's a
Larry Brown is a better coach.
Okay.
How many teams Larry Brown took to the playoffs?
Plenty.
Who's the greatest coach of all time?
What team Phil didn't build, though?
In basketball?
I'll say Pop.
And we're not necessarily talking about NBA. This is basketball. I'm going to tell you who it is, but go ahead.
What was the question again?
You got to go. What do you say?
Coach K.
Mike Krzyzewski is the greatest coach of all time.
He's better than Wooden?
Yes. Hmm. Mike Krzyzewski could coach Duke to a national championship and then come coach the fucking USA team.
They had a horrible team with that.
Mike Krzyzewski is the greatest coach of all time.
I'm a Duke fan too, so man.
I am a Duke. Hey, me and Jay Prince.
I'm a diehard Duke fan.
I'm weird because I rock with Duke and Michigan. It makes no sense. But hey, it is what it is. But I think
Cody was better.
That's a weird name.
Hey, it is what it is.
Who you like college football?
Michigan. Man, we gonna suck this year.
I'm a Notre Dame fan. So
I really had no college team. I just like watch college football.
You can watch anybody in college football. It's just good.
It's wide open now. I think John Wooden, man. I mean, he just consistently. I mean, the fact that he did have Lou Alcindor, Kareem, he had Bill Walton, he had great players, but consistently do it, man. What they won like 88 games in a row. Mm-hmm.
Coach K is the greatest coach of the time. Fuck what you talking about.
Coach K, he's good, man. But I mean, I can't put him over here, man. I'll put him over Dean Smith. But I can't put him over Wooden just yet.
I just had the argument with somebody
Dean?
The other day.
You somebody, over Dean?
Coach K.
Somebody tried to tell me Bobby Knight was the greatest coach of all time.
He's the angriest coach.
He's definitely throwing chairs and shit. But
that's
no,
child
niggas,
abuser.
No, somebody had like a full argument like telling me he was better than Coach K. You fucking crazy.
I mean, he's a great coach.
He's but, not Coach K.
No, he's not. I mean, but Coach K's been doing it for so long.
Yeah,
so,
true.
I mean, that looks good on his resume. I think... Out of all of them, though, I'll take Pop.
Pop is the only person that I'll say is better than Phil. As far as NBA coaches, better than Phil Jackson.
Don't let the rings fool you, man.
No, nah, Pop was
don't
a...
Don't let the rules fool you.
No, nah, Pop was a great coach.
Yeah.
I think people put Phil on a pedestal, man.
Well, I mean, coaches. Let's be honest. Phil is the only person who can properly coach the triangle offense.
Well, that was Tech. Him and Tex or whatnot.
Yeah.
I think Pat needs his credit too.
That was a good point, for
Pat Riley.
Hell yeah,
Pat. Oh no, Pat's top three or five, but he's not number one.
What about Well, I can't really think of nobody else, man.
It's between them three. If we talking NBA coaches,
what about Patino?
He's a better college coach than NBA coach.
Did he coach NBA?
Yeah,
he coached the Knicks and the Celtics.
He's a better college coach than NBA coach though.
Now is Cal? You think Cal's a good coach?
He gets good talent. I mean, how much money he throw in the bag that comes to his team.
I go with that. I go exactly so what he said.
Where would y'all rank Mr. Doc Rivers?
I think he's a good defensive coach. I think he
needs to throw lines
on both sides. And I think that Golden State team is his team.
No, that's Mark Jackson's team.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Mark Jackson.
Doc Rivers needs hot tea. But Mark Jackson.
I mean, we came out here and we made some lemons.
We just,
made some stuff.
Go to Rite Aid, get that man.
We did the best. We did the best we could.
Somebody stop at Walmart.
I'm just waiting for him just to cough it one
time. Yeah, that nigga don't cough. Yeah. How you just talk like that?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, I mean, Austin came out there. He made a couple threes. And, you know, we just did the best we could. We got a W tonight.
It's like Stone Cold Uncle out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't even do it.
There's no way that nigga voice is like that for it.
How long has he sounded like that, man?
Since he was a player. That nigga sounded like he played in the NBA.
He played one on San Antonio.
Yeah, I saw an interview with him.
Doc, like Doc was with the Hawks and the Knicks. I remember that.
He was trash, too.
I heard that nice little three. Doc Rivers, they could have got Paul George, but they decided not to pursue him because he used to date his daughter. Kind of did it dirty.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Say who now?
Paul George.
Paul George used to date
his
daughter.
Doc Rivers' daughter.
They got him now.
So,
Well, they got Paul George now.
Yeah, they picked him up. They got him.
He didn't want him at first. Mm. I did hear that shit.
You think Paul George didn't go to the Lakers because of LeBron?
I think Paul George didn't go to the Lakers to see a bitch ass nigga.
Speak on.
Why?
Just literally because he didn't go to the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Make him a bitch ass nigga. I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah. Hey, look, brother, I've been a Lakers fan since 1996. That's it.
He's a good two-way player, man.
He is. He's not the best. He got the best two-way player with him, though.
Kawhi, of course.
What you think they're gonna do?
It's gonna be the battle LA. That's what I wanted to see. Because Kawhi went to LA.
The Lakers.
I told Snuff. If Kawhi went to LA, I wouldn't watch basketball. I would have boycotted.
It would have been whack.
I'm tired.
And I'm a Lakers fan, but it would have been whack.
I'm getting tired of the super teams, man.
I think the Lakers can beat them, though, in a 7-game series. If for nothing else, LeBron's.
I mean, I know Golden State beat them, but to make Golden State play to the next level against Clippers. I mean, Clippers made Golden State play last year.
No, they did.
Man, you kind of battled on that last year.
I think Golden State was just chilling. That's what I think.
I think that happened a lot of times, though.
Because, I mean, you can't take everybody seriously sometimes. It's kind of like, we're playing them, you know? It's not like with Belichick.
They must have been watching them play this year.
They just knew they could beat them niggas, and they proved it.
That's like with Belichick when he's coaching his teams. He's really trying to jump their ass like this we did playing Miami, so they're thinking like they ain't shit. But you got to coach them because Miami's going to come for them, even though they don't have the talent or whatnot.
They always play when it comes to New England, though. But since you're bringing up football and you're bringing up the Patriots, I have a question. Is Tom Brady great or is his system great?
Well, I'll say this. Tom Brady is...
Or is he as great as the system?
Brady is great, but the system is real. The system is real. Belichick is real. We have to remember that Matt Castle went 11-5 with the Patriots.
That's always my argument.
When Tom Brady was hurt, they went 11-5. So the system's real. Remember, the Patriots would just quick pass you down the field.
Mm-hmm. Could Tom Brady do anything closer than any other team?
Nah, it was an argument this week. They were saying between Peyton and Brady when they said
Peyton Manning is better than Tom Brady.
They said Tom Brady is a great system quarterback. But Peyton Manning was a system.
He did it in two places.
Mm-hmm. He was like, Omaha.
That proved it. He did it. This nigga spoke pig Latin on the field so that defenses wouldn't know what he was doing. Who the fuck learns another language on a football field? Like,
I think Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback before the snap. The audibles and all that. I used to love that shit, man. It just reading the defense. Before
I
the snap.
I walk down the line. I'm like, hold on, nigga. Is that false start?
I agree with you.
Before the snap, man, I used to love Peyton Manning, man. I think that Brady, Brady is great. I don't think he's Montana because, you know, I'm a 49er fan.
And I'm a Notre Dame fan, so I don't think he's Montana either. Yeah. So.
But, I mean, I can't argue and say that, you know, he's not a great quarterback.
I would love to see him somewhere. I know it's not feasible, but I would love to see him somewhere else to see what he really is.
But what would that prove, though?
No, it would prove that it's not just Bill Belichick. It's not the system.
I believe every team has a system. Every team you go to has a system. Now, does it work for you? That's the question.
But that's the thing. If you're
I disagree with you.
If you're all time, because we're saying Tom Brady's all time. possibly the greatest of all time. It shouldn't matter what system you in. You may not produce as well as the system that fits you the best, but you should produce similar numbers.
Similar numbers?
We'll never get to see it, though.
Nah. Do it go by the numbers, or how far do it take your team?
I think those things are interchangeable, though.
What you think, Snuff?
I'm a Montana fan, so I'm.
hey, bro, I'm a Notre Dame fan, yeah. So I
remember he
I'm a Montana fan.
Period. He went to Kansas City.
Yeah, I was still a Joe fan. You know, Montana's that dude, man. Even when they were to Kansas City, they didn't win anything, but they were in contention.
They went to the AFC Championship.
Then. Yeah,
I mean, Montana's good. Always gonna be my guy.
Who's that?
Montana. He came from Notre Dame. He's always gonna be my guy. But
I'm rolling with Joe, man. I got something for you, man. Since we've been off for, 3 weeks now, we haven't spoke on this. The Dave Chappelle special.
My man.
With the cancel culture. Now, first and foremost, I think this special is top five all time for me, man.
Hey.
This is one of the better comedy specials I ever seen.
I don't know if you saw what I said. He moved from my top five to my top three.
Yeah. He's still not in my top five comics all time. But he's great. He's great.
Top ten?
Yeah, he's number six. I mean, he's like 5'8". He's 5'B". My top five is, of course, you got Richard. You got Eddie. I got Robin Harris.
Eddie Murphy's funnier than Richard Pryor. I say it every episode of him on here.
Yeah,
I can't speak on Richard Pryor. I didn't grow up watching Richard Pryor, so... he's on honorable mention.
Yeah, I got Rich. I got Eddie.
Honorable mention, man.
Well, I got Robin Harris. I got... Martin Lawrence, and I got Bernie.
Okay,
I mean that's a viable.
That's my five. But I mean
Rock. That's really no Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Oh no, Rock will be like 7 or 8.
Damn.
Okay. I think with that it's just based on the type of comedy.
I mean that's true. It's a fully comedy. Objective.
So to me. Like you gotta like in top leader. Five. You gotta have George Carlin in the top.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great. Now, yeah. when we have our top five, it's all like you say, it's all your preference.
What you like? I like when they look at what's going on in society.
Yeah, and Carlin was great with that.
And you know, make jokes of it, but it's really now, enlightening.
Who I think is the smartest comic? This is my but. Robert Williams was just fast. He was just fast. It's like his mind was just 100 miles an hour.
I don't include white people in my top five. That's just a fact. I don't.
Come on, man.
Hey, brother, that's just me.
I like Rodney Dangerfield.
And Rodney's up there.
No, I have a white top five as well. But
so you can integrate? George Wallace.
It's not me, bro. My daddy was a 5%er. I was a certain way. I was taught the black man is God, so I gotta roll with black men.
If you throw white into the equation, I got Dangerfield. Mm-hmm. I got Robin. I got
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's good.
He dropped a new one.
I got Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Let me get that piece.
You got Seinfeld in your top five?
I like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's funny, man.
We had this conversation last time I was on here, and I said Andrew Dice Clay is in my top five white comedian.
Oh.
Nobody agreed with me, though.
Oh, HickoryDickory.com.
Hey, Andrew Dice Clay's funny as shit. Fuck y'all.
I'm just saying that's your personal preference.
Yeah, it is. He funny as
like
well.
But then you said you had
Carrot. What you like. Yeah.
You had Carrot Top as well, didn't you?
I ain't never say that shit in my goddamn life.
You know what? I like Ari Spears.
Nah.
I like Aries Spears.
Nah.
His impersonation's on point.
No. I like him, though.
His impersonation's on point.
Hey,
now, I got something for you. Whose impersonations are better, Aries or Jay Farrow?
Aries Spears.
Aries Spears.
Jay's close.
You think so?
I mean, he's close. I'm not going to say he's better than Aries.
All his impressions
Charles
sound
Bogler,
like...
He fucked up with the Charles
Literally, Bogler. All Jay Farrow impressions sound like Jay Farrow being somebody else.
Now, have you heard Frank Caliendo's impressions?
Some of them. I've heard him do like what's cousin?
He does John Madden.
Yeah, I've heard
him. He does John Gruden.
Yeah, he kills John Gruden.
You got to YouTube it, man.
I got to check him out.
Oh yeah,
come on, man. Aries do Denzel, man.
I agree. I said Aries.
Well, Eddie Murphy could do some good impersonations.
Yeah,
he could.
Man. We had debate at work. I think he won't dare to do. But we're talking about Kevin Hart had first did a James Brown impersonation on Saturday Night Live. And I still say Eddie Murphy still got the best.
I don't even think they're supposed to be good. Yeah.
Yeah, Ed
especially
got,
on Delirious.
Ed has got the best James Brown. He's got the best Stevie Wonder.
His own brother, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. Have you heard of Dude Tracy Morgan?
Nigga, yes. Tracy came through saying you were.
Yeah.
I cooked some beans and Franks.
Yeah. That's why I always love Fetty. Cook me them dogs.
Nah, you know how I feel about Eddie. We have this argument every time.
Eddie's a goat.
I think he's the goat.
Me and you are the only people who have. Wait, did you just say it too?
Yeah, Eddie's the goat.
Finally, somebody agrees with us.
I can't wait till his next.
Eddie's the greatest stand up comedian of all time, man.
He's just a comedian.
Everybody, because I be listening to, like, to a younger generation. Of course, they didn't see Eddie perform, but they got Kevin Hart up there.
Nah, fuck that. I'm young. Hey, I'm younger than all y'all.
Kevin
niggas.
Is funny, but he ain't.
No, Eddie he is Murphy. Funny, but he I'm younger Eddie than Murphy all funny. Y'all niggas, and Eddie Murphy is the best stand-up comedian of all time.
The thing about it,
I'm
is,
not even 30 yet, and I can say that.
I've said
even
it,
with the movies.
I've said it before, man.
Hey.
Kevin Hart.
Talk to me. What?
As hot as Kevin Hart is. Eddie Murphy Raw is still the highest grossing comedy concert film
of all time. It? Of course it is.
Yeah. So, but Kevin's hot.
He's
selling out stadiums.
To address what you just said, though, Eddie Murphy, he said some flops. Some poor movies.
Everybody had flops.
No.
Had flops.
Bowfinger.
It's one thing.
I like Bowfinger.
I like Bowfinger, man.
Norbit
is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my fucking life, though.
Jump off. Go take a nap.
Tell me one. Man, that movie is garbage.
Bowfinger. That actually was a comeback movie,
that
too.
That movie was garbage.
Yeah. Meet Dave.
It's better than both. It's better than Norbit. I like Bowfinger, though. I do like Bowfinger.
She said Kevin Hart movies are better than...
I didn't say, you're just putting words in my mouth at that point. I didn't say that.
Kevin Hart's best movie is Soul Plane.
No, damn. Kevin Hart's best movie is goddamn...
Here's my thing with Kevin Hart. I think other actors make Kevin Hart funny.
I think just think Kevin
Hart...
Will
Ferrell...
Well, Will Ferrell was the funniest person.
I didn't think Kevin Hart is just an annoying character. And he's that same guy in every movie.
Kevin Hart, best
Central
movie
Intelligence.
Was...
The Rock was
what's
funny.
What's the Rockefeller movie? What's...
Paper Soldiers.
Paper Soldiers is Kevin Hart's best movie. And I hold
first
strong
time
to that.
Kevin Hart, though.
I hold strong to that. That movie was fantastic. And then the movie he got with that white boy. Not Will Ferrell. But the one where he won't even... No, the one where he wasn't even funny in it. Blindside.
The one with my man from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, nigga in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I haven't seen that joint
that,
yet.
He wasn't funny in that movie, but he was good. Those are his two best movies. Paper Soldiers and whatever that movie's called, I forget it.
Now Kevin Hart had his black moment. Now we've realized Kevin Hart doesn't really speak for the black community.
He does not.
Not at all.
And he had his moment with the LGBT. You know the acronym. I apologize to the community. I fuck it up every time. But
charge to the head, not the heart.
Yeah, he had his issues with them. And then Kevin was in that serious accident. And when they were talking about accident, they had the nerve to bring that up.
Yeah,
that's the only thing you can bring up on.
They brought it up though because of the horses in the back, boy.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, but he didn't say nothing wrong.
He was just saying that it's not a big deal, which it isn't.
Who cares who you fucking? You don't have to tell me who you fucking. I don't care, my nigga.
It's 2019. Who cares who's gay anymore?
About it.
Huh?
I didn't even know what
they gay. So long story short, he was on the shop.
One. Yeah, the LeBron show.
Yeah, they both were on the shop. The horse in the back, boy, and.
The what?
The horse in the back. I got the horses in the bag. Like, what's his name again?
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas.
See, when they come out the closet, we now know what the horses. What song's actually about?
I just really couldn't remember his name.
Remember Frank Ocean? We love that song.
I won't try to be funny. I just really couldn't remember his name at that point.
Feel. Hey, you song.
But yeah, it is a new feel, nigga. But they was on LeBron show, The Shop, and Lil Nas was talking about him coming out and all that good type of shit. And Kevin Hart basically was like, "So what? Like, who cares?" And people
is
took
that a big deal still. Is
but that's
be
the
a
thing.
Big deal?
People took it and said, "Oh, he doesn't care about gay people." No, nigga, I'm saying
I don't care.
That's your gay.
Let me shut up.
Your talent outweighs your homosexuality.
Yeah, because look,
who you sleeping with doesn't matter.
I think that's a valid point. I think
that
community is so sensitive about anything.
And I will say this with the black community, you know, they with like gay rappers or whatever, they might have been some flack with that. But with 2019. Man, yo.
The niggas who gave a fuck about rappers being gay don't give a fuck about him. They're not listening to his music.
I mean, he's a pop artist.
Yeah. He's like 17.
But you know who else is a pop artist? Elton John.
Yeah.
And nobody's really gives a fuck nobody say, if he's gay or whatever. Now I'm not comparing Lil Nas X to Elton John or whatever.
He's not that. But
y'all don't think that community is too sensitive?
Oh, 100%. Also, gay people, once again, if you want to give the disclaimer after I say this, feel free. Stop comparing your struggle to black people. You don't have to tell nobody you gay. I'm black every day of my life. People can see that without me saying anything.
I feel like that. Today, I feel like that. Let's say I'm standing right here and the person standing next to me. And we have to make an announcement. So the gay person come out like, hey, y'all, I'm gay. He like, oh, okay. So I come right behind them. I lost my virginity. I don't get no claps. You know what I'm saying? You're like, hold on. Hey,
I lost my virginity.
I got some pussy, y'all. Know what he was saying? What he was talking about? That's how, I mean.
I just think that, you know, the plight is not the same. I mean, how many black men are dying right now? You know what I'm saying?
But they'll tell you that gay people are dying every day at the hands of black men. Your boy Malik Yoba. I'm just saying, your boy, I don't know if you like him or not.
Oh, JC.
Yeah, is he doing like some type of podcast?
So,
some type of thing with gay people?
He might be. He was on the Breakfast Club, I know that much. Because he came out.
Trans.
Yeah, he liked chicks with dicks.
Like Trans Ams.
So Malik Yoba came out and said, was that on the list? Because we about to get into it.
Oh, no, we can talk about the tease.
So Malik Yoba came out and said he liked transmissions. And as we know, if you've seen Dave Chappelle's stand-up, they take forever to even find a bathroom for them. Yeah. But nevertheless.
So we got Trans Ams, we got transmissions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Transposers, whatever you want to call it.
Old days coming out soon.
Transylvania.
Yeah, you know.
Old days coming out soon.
But nevertheless, he came. Yeah. He came out and said he likes. What's the proper word? I forgot. We didn't fucking around so much.
Transgender
women. Yeah. Perfectly fine. That's your business, brother. I don't care who you fucking.
Is he trying to. My thing is. No, go ahead.
Let me keep going.
Finish.
So he comes out with that. Great. Some people support him. Some people saying, nigga, you tripping. Whatever. That's always going to happen. Nobody's, you know, everybody's not going to agree on one thing. But he goes on a Breakfast Club. Him and a transgender and some advocates, I suppose you would call them. And instead of trying to get people to understand, hey, because the way he puts it is, I'm heterosexual, but I like these transitioned women. Or transitioning, I'm not quite sure. I'm still unclear on whether he prefers chicks with dicks or, you know, wants to... That chop chop
is done. Paying him to say that shit?
I don't think they are. I don't.
I think he's pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
Trying to create a fan base.
100%. But he did the opposite. What they did on this interview is they were immediately defensive. They were immediately argumentative. And they show failure to understand anyone's confusion. Like, let's keep it real. I'm not dealing with that... those type of people on an everyday basis. So if I use the wrong pronoun or something like that, it's not out of ill intent. It's strictly because I'm unaware at the moment. At that point, you inform, you don't antagonize. They antagonized as opposed to inform. And so I feel like he has actually set the T's back as opposed to progressing them as he thought he was doing.
I don't know.
If you didn't see the Breakfast Club interview, I understand. I'm sorry.
I just... It's an agenda, man.
No, it's definitely an agenda.
You want to say?
No, it's just
no. Keep it real, my nigga. Like
I've been real, man. It's the agenda's being pushed too much, man.
It is because it doesn't matter.
I agree with you. I care less.
Why my kids care who you fucking?
I don't care who's gay. I don't care if an NFL player is a bisexual. I don't care if
can you tackle?
Yeah, can you play the game?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman wore a fucking dress. You know what I'm saying?
They grabbed them rebounds.
Yeah.
They rebounds.
Like, he's grabbing 18 boards. Remember when Magic Johnson came back? Everybody was scared or act like they didn't want to guard him. Rodman put him on his ass.
He never had it.
Rodman was that dude.
He was trying to put something on him.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Because Magic never had it.
Did Jordan or Pippen say they didn't want to play with Rodman?
No. Nah.
No.
Did you see his 30 for 30 the other day?
Nah, I missed it. I recorded it.
I missed it too, so I was hoping somebody could inform me.
Well, I heard it was 30 for 30.
Rhyme was really good. Oh, yeah. I'm a Rodman fan. Rodman was that dude, man.
Yeah, hey, Rodman played for the Lakers for like 37 minutes.
Karl Malone off, man. Karl.
Hey, if we really talk about Karl Malone, like the fuck underage girls, so whatever.
Yeah, real young. Real young.
He like the fuck 12.
You know what, you're the Hannibal Buress of this podcast.
Yeah. I said, Bill Cobb now. People like you.
I'ma always say it, brother. Like,
I mean, yeah, Carl did. And Carl was the one that said that shit about Magic too back in the day. Mm-hmm.
But you fucking on little girls, man. Fuck Karl Malone too. Bitch ass nigga.
Also, let's be real with Kel. Kel's mad at Karl Malone because, you know, Karl Malone did hit on Kobe's wife back in the day. Let's not forget.
I don't care about that. I care about the fact that he act like a fucking bitch when we was trying to win the championship.
See?
Him and GP. So fuck you, Karl Malone, and fuck you, Gary Payton.
But he was like towards his career.
He's 40 fucking years old.
I don't give a fuck how old he was. He want too old to be fucking little girl. He want too old to be laying dick on 12 year olds.
I still say they won a championship, they never run across y'all.
Who?
He would have got a championship. That was a championship team.
Who the fuck was he winning a championship with? Utah?
Yeah, he would have got
a championship. Nigga, you crazy.
They never ran across the Bulls.
That's like Shaq, though. Shaq with Orlando. They put Robin on Shaq. Fucked him up.
Yeah.
They put Robin on Alonzo Mourning. Fucked him up. They put Robin on anybody. Robin did his job. Robin went from guarding Jordan to guarding Shaq. You got to give him his due, man.
That was a straight business move, too, because people didn't fuck with Robin.
Mhm. So he fouled him real hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, threw his ass to the crowd back in the day.
Fuck Bill Pippen.
But what they said when Robin first got to Chicago, he had apologized to Pippen. But Robin also said that he never really talked to Jordan and Pippen off the court.
No, I believe they ain't going nothing like that.
Jordan didn't hang with nobody.
But also Phil let Robin do whatever off the court. Long as you came and that bitch grabbed 18 boards.
That's why I like.
Why fuck with him? See, mm-hmm. Phil is the greatest manager of talent.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
They gotta be respect on both sides though, because some people might take advantage of that.
Yeah, but you knew Dennis gonna show up every night. That's the thing.
Well, that's Dennis. He can't sit it for
everybody. He gonna come and have 1 point in 29 boards. So
yeah,
and he's gonna piss somebody off.
I had a question for y'all. You know how they hyped this Golden State team up to be one of the greatest teams of all time? You think they made the championship in the 90s?
Yes.
With the these rules, not these rules, but the rules in the '90s.
Yes.
You think Golden State would have been a championship team?
It wouldn't have been as easy, but they would have been a championship team.
I think they would have.
Would have been a playoff team. Would have been a championship team.
They would have been a championship team.
I think they would have went if they got to the championship. They still would have lost.
Yeah, they may not have won the championship, but they would have been a championship.
The way
team.
They play defense now, and compared to what they played defense back then,
got
it was too
you
much.
You think Golden State would have made the championship?
It would have been. It wouldn't have been
Curry,
as easy.
Curry letting off like that.
It wouldn't be as easy, and they may not. Like he said, they may not win the championship. But it's a certain point where there's too much talent.
One thing about y'all,
it doesn't fucking matter.
One thing about y'all, I couldn't stand y'all because I'm an Orlando fan.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, nigga, you a
y'all
Orlando fan?
Straight five. Y'all starting five was. They keep talking about Jordan with a score and Pippen scored too. Y'all team was defense. Y'all started. Ron Harper played defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Harper did play defense.
So I'm just saying how Curry doing all this shit now, and I mean I like Steph Curry. Now.
They put Pippen on him, he's done. Long arms.
Well, not even just that. You know, like, you
Horace
know,
Grant.
Curry's a hot dog. You know, he likes to showboat or whatnot. So he keep coming inside and doing all that shit. He getting
busted in the mouth a couple times.
Yeah, he'll get put on his ass.
But then showboating against Jordan. And then what do you think Jordan would do when he return?
Put up 55.
Well, I mean, Clay can't guard Jordan.
Mm-mm. I don't know about that, bro.
Nobody can guard.
No, hold on. You got to.
He would have tried.
Don't confuse the terms. He's not going to shut down Jordan. Nobody going to shut down
Jordan. Guard.
Is he going to guard him? He going to guard him. He going to guard him better than most niggas that guarded Jordan.
So you saying Clay can guard Kobe?
He can guard him. He won't Rajah Bell, but he could guard him.
How much Kobe putting up on Clay?
I mean,
exactly. So if Kobe doing that, Jordan getting 30.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's shutting him down at all. I'm just, nigga, how many people did Jordan put up 30 on?
Everybody.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
He might hold him to 28.
Jordan going to talk to him, too.
He going to talk shit for the game.
Yeah. Nigga, you don't think Kobe talk shit, too?
That's what I'm saying.
Kobe ain't going to
locker room. But he going to talk like Jordan.
Kobe's not going to your locker room.
Oh, y'all niggas tripping. Hold on.
Kobe's not sitting on top of no car with a cigar that's about
y'all don't
about
listen
which,
to
which one of y'all.
Y'all don't listen to NBA players, clearly.
Nah, Kobe talks.
Y'all don't listen to NBA
Kobe
players.
Kobe talks,
clearly.
But he don't talk like Jordan.
Kobe learned the whole fucking language so he could talk shit to Manu Ginobili.
That's Manu. Manu's not tough.
But you're missing my point. The nigga had dedication to learn a whole language.
What the fuck that supposed to mean?
You do it.
But no. But
you
see,
do it.
At the same time.
Tell Michael Jordan go do it.
Jordan did the English and got 6 rings.
Yeah, at the same time, Kobe already spoke. He spoke Italian. He spoke another language anyway.
Manu Ginobili didn't speak Italian.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not impressed. I'm impressed with the fact that Jordan.
Go learn another language right now.
I am.
What?
I'm speaking podcast. So
y'all not gonna clown. No, shit I mean, like I'm that. Saying it's not that easy. Kobe, to
okay, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's not. But at the same time, he's not Jordan. You know, and it's no disrespect to Kobe.
And what?
In anything.
Jordan will disagree with you.
No, he won't.
He said it, well, nigga.
Jordan said he lost.
What I will say this. Kobe shoot threes better than Jordan.
Kobe shoots, period, better than Jordan.
Like I said,
Kobe might have got to.
Like I said,
no, Kobe, Jordan might have. He might be a better, slightly better paint player than Kobe, but Kobe shoots better than Jordan. Period.
He like I was saying,
he modeled his whole game after Jordan.
Yeah, he just copied him.
What that mean? Jay-Z modeled his whole game after Biggie. Who better?
Biggie.
Lie again.
What?
Jay-Z's better than Biggie.
We're saying that because of longevity, though. But I mean, if you give,
no.
if you,
what do you think?
You, pick two.
you can't compare because of the body of work. It's too much body. But then you know.
Well, then you can't compare them two either because Kobe played 20 years and Jordan played what?
Can't compare Biggie 13? And Jay. Biggie got two five, albums.
Five rings.
Well, then we can't compare either one of them. Then
I would say that
Jay-Z did steal our rhymes from
Yeah, he copied a lot of Biggie stuff. I mean, like you said, Biggie was gone at an early age, but you saw the greatness then.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it then.
On the first album.
You saw the greatness in Jordan at 84, right?
I was two.
Album was great too.
So we didn't really start seeing Jordan.
I wasn't born, nigga, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
That first run to the finals. Well, me anyway.
So was that, what, 91?
Yeah, 90, 91.
I first remember Jordan when he had the tapes out to Come Fly With Me.
Yeah,
and stuff like that, you know.
And I first remember Kobe Bryant Slam Dunk Giant. It's all a matter of
error. No, pause. Slam Dunk Giant, really? That dunk contest was
first
weak.
First of all, no, it's the commercial. Fuck the no, I agree. The J.R. Ryder.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that, but I'm talking about the commercial specifically, him and Tim Duncan. Kobe Bryant Slam Dunk Giant, or whatever Tim Dunk monkey looking ass said.
Hate him.
I'm black, so I can say that. No, he looked like a fucking monkey, nigga. What?
Yeah, the fundamentals, man. Yeah. Shout out Timmy.
I'm not mad at the big fundamentals. He got five of them, right?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, my nigga.
You think the best power forward play the game?
Nah.
Who y'all think?
I think it's between Barkley and Malone. That's me.
You crazy.
I take Barkley.
Barkley was 6'4"?
I take Barkley.
He's a killer.
But see, you don't remember Barkley back then, though, do you?
He's not better than AD.
Do you remember the finals?
No. See, y'all niggas be victims of what y'all know. If you look at legitimately, he didn't have the talent base that he does.
Cool.
Or the skill set, I'll say. Excuse me.
Barkley didn't?
How many threes Barkley shot?
He can shoot a 3-2.
No, hold on, because I know the exact number. I know the exact number. That's why I'm asking.
That's different errors, man. That's
Barkley was.
But that's my point, bro. That's what I'm saying.
No, but at the same time,
you can shoot a three, make you better.
Is AD
just that?
Now, what's the name of the position?
Power forward.
Yeah. Is AD a power forward?
Who the fuck got power now? Let's keep it real.
Exactly. So can AD go back then?
Who's more talented?
He's been on his ass.
Barkley is more talented.
You a fucking fool.
Barkley can shoot. Barkley can rebound. Barkley can pass. Barkley got power.
He's more.
I don't know what to pass apart. But I don't know what to pass apart.
Y'all be victims of your nostalgia.
No, I don't. Let AD get MVP. Then you come talk to me.
You're victims of your nostalgia.
Go to the finals, man.
The niggas now, as much as I hate to say it, I don't think because I do love some older basketball players. Niggas now are more talented. It's just that simple. Niggas literally can do more. They're born being able to do more.
No, I won't say they were better. I said they're more athletic.
But that ain't the word I said. I said they're born being able to do more.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, you could say
they literally
born,
can do more.
But at the same time, they play.
Russell Westbrook is a beast.
Yeah, but he also misses
fucking Jewelry, though.
47 shots a game, so that doesn't count.
What I'm saying is the players today play basketball 365.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that back then. So these they are going to come into the league better because they've played more than the players back then. It's nobody's fault.
So that's what I'm saying.
But at the same time,
none of that matters.
But at the same time, as a player, I'm taking Barkley against AD.
Like, y'all niggas be taking them niggas because they can take the bowls. They can take, but that's not basketball, my nigga.
Yes, this it is.
It's not.
That's how we grew up playing ball.
It's basketball.
That's not the game of, just because you can take a punch to the face or elbow
it's
to the
chest. Punch. It's
not
up.
That's not skill, though, my nigga.
Posting
that's
up is not a skill. Skill. Posting up is a skill.
Posting up is a skill, yeah.
It's how you do it, yeah.
Posting up is a skill, but when fucking Bill Laimbeer was out there punching niggas in the face and shit, like, that's not skill.
But at the same time, it's basketball. It was basketball.
No, that was brute force.
But it was basketball, though.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't then, basketball.
The mindset of Bill Laimbeer was, come through this hole and see what the fuck happened to you.
Is Bill Laimbeer better than any person in the fucking NBA now? No, I'm asking a question. Is he better than anybody in the fucking NBA right now?
Yeah, JaVale McGee.
You're not gonna disrespect him.
I'm sorry, I know disrespect.
He's not better than you asked, right now. He's better than Washington Wizards, JaVale McGee.
You wanted to argue that, but Bill Laimbeer can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm. Sure could.
Yeah, look it up.
First of all, I'm a sports historian, so you don't have to tell me. He could shoot some three.
No, he was a 3-point shooter.
He was not a fucking 3-point shooter.
Look it up.
He was not a 3-point shooter, nigga.
It won't his position, but
he can shoot threes.
Yeah,
no good shoot threes. Elijah Wan could shoot.
Elijah Wan was a good. He was a shooter.
Elijah Wan's one of the greatest players of all time. So that's that. That's that on that. But
Laimbeer, he wasn't one of the greats.
He wasn't a good basketball player. He was good at what he did.
Man, you want to go there? It's a lot of players in the league that was good, but they weren't great. But they was beneficial to the team.
But that's my point. I'm literally talking skill set in the sport.
Y'all get hype on this superstar.
That's not true.
Shit.
That's false. That's false for me, I'll say. I'm literally talking about the skill of basketball. Niggas weren't good at basketball. They were good at coming in there and, you know, being agitators or whatever you want to call it.
I think you're disrespecting the era.
No. But that's not this.
I think you're disrespecting the era, man. I mean,
I'm not.
It was physical back then, just like football was more physical back then.
Agreed.
We're in a generation now where they don't want you fouling hard. They don't want you fighting. They softening up the game.
But you got to separate it. All I'm saying is you got to separate the two, my nigga. That's not the skill of basketball.
Rasheed Wallace got a technical for looking at the ref.
That's a fact. That really did happen.
Yeah.
Ain't that soft, though?
No, yeah. But see, that's the thing. I don't disagree with you that basketball's gotten soft.
But they play
favorites. That's not my argument.
Draymond can complain all day and don't get a T.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
Draymond gets away with more than Rasheed did.
But see, I take it for Draymond.
I'll give you that,
because,
yeah.
Because Draymond...
But Draymond also gets
suspended
for Draymond
don't want that point, too. I think y'all look at his
last play when KD wanted the ball.
But they were mad at each other at the time. I mean, Draymond put his ass off in that and what? This playoff this year.
Yeah, Draymond is a driving force behind the Warriors, but he does get away with a lot of complaining.
He do.
Compared to other players. Like Rasheed did complain a lot. But at the same time,
do you remember Rasheed also said, to wave the referee off?
Mm-hmm.
They get a tech. They're like...
Yeah, I mean, I like Draymond. I think every team needs a Draymond. Yeah. But Draymond is one of the players that playing now that I think Draymond could play back then.
Agreed.
I think so.
And that's why he gave.
Yeah, he would have been playing
fights. He definitely would have caught one. But I don't think he would have been no bitch about it either. He would have caught one.
I would love to see him and Oakley go at it.
First
of all, Oakley needs to find his way back into arenas because he's busy getting kicked out for yelling.
But I'll tell you one thing. Hold on. Old ass Oakley. I don't know. I might put that bitch on my team somewhere. Got there with that motherfucker.
Had
that got that security for me.
Hey, Oakley.
That motherfucker held that security, man.
Oakley was the enforcer, man. Oakley was that dude. Like him and Jordan was real tight.
Mm-hmm. They crazy. They called Michael Jordan to calm that man down.
Well, at the
arena, yeah.
At the arena, yeah.
Oh, they was playing.
The night when they had drag him out the ring.
When he got banned after that shit.
Oh, so they were playing with Charlotte or something? Was Jordan there?
No, they called him.
They just called Michael Jordan.
Oh, for real.
Yeah. Phil called Michael Jordan to calm that man down.
Mm. And to be honest, he had every right to be upset. Every right.
It's Charles Oakley, man.
On Dolan. That was Dolan's fault.
Fuck Dolan.
What did he do?
Nothing.
He told me he didn't want him to be there no more. I want you here.
And then try to kiss his ass, try to do a Charles Oakley night, man. I said, fuck you. I ain't doing that shit.
Oakley was the man. Like, yeah. he was like the enforcer back then. Like, you don't disrespect the old school, man.
They said Oakley, man, he ain't running with that man in the streets. On the street, he ain't doing fuck with Oakley.
It made me think of the dude Desi Banks, that the meme he had. I don't know if y'all seen that joint.
Desi Banks funny.
Yeah, he was in Richmond, man. We missed him, dog.
I know.
That's you know, we talk about all that, and I say all that to say this. I was reading the other day, Disney Plus has a new app coming out, you know, like they're with Netflix or whatnot. And I'm proud to say that I was reading the other day that the Disney Afternoon is coming to Disney Plus. I know this is before your time, Kel, but you know, the original DuckTales, Tailspin, Chip and Dale.
Number one, all that shit was on when I was a little kid still, so don't.
I mean, you know,
maybe you're part of paying with your toes.
Yeah, yeah. That's perfectly fine. The pacifier was still in. So.
I never used the pacifier, so kiss my ass.
They ain't what I heard, but anyway.
You ain't never talked to me. You're not my goddamn mama.
But now, I got to check this Disney Plus out, man. They got a lot of Marvel shit coming up. Did y'all hear about Spider-Man with Sony?
Man, Sony, y'all doing my nigga dirty.
So supposedly, you know, Sony had a split merger with Marvel to have, you know, Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. But now Sony backed out and said they're taking back all rights to Spider-Man.
All Sony gonna do is fucking start Spider-Man over yet again, like they always fucking do.
I don't know if they're gonna put him in the universe with Venom and all the other guys, but it's not a good
look,
man. That
shit gonna be whack, man.
Yeah, you gotta merge back with Marvel. It's gonna make all the sense in the world.
What's the young boy name that's playing Spider-Man right now?
Tom Holland.
He's the best Spider-Man.
Because he's a kid.
Yeah, and that's what Spider-Man was. Mm. Like, they fucking that up. Stan Lee's turned over in his grave.
Felicity Huffman, man. Did you hear about this story?
14 days, baby.
She got 14 days in jail. I don't know if you heard about the story, but these kids are paying... These Hollywood actresses are paying these schools money for SAT scores.
Mm-hmm. Payola.
You know?
They didn't do with that girl for full house.
Yeah, yeah. She was involved with it, too. So
Becky was forced...
She was found guilty, and she was given 14 days in jail.
14 days.
Wow.
Now, while that black woman who was homeless,
yes,
and had her kids signed up under the wrong
babysitter
jurisdiction.
She was signed through the babysitter, I believe.
What
her
was it?
Address.
They get 5 years.
She got 5 years for that.
For real,
yeah. 5 years.
She got five.
Wow.
This lady gets 14 days in jail.
Ridiculous.
I'm not saying it's a black and white thing, but I'm saying it's black and white thing.
I'm saying it's a black and white thing.
I agree with 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, also, man.
14 fucking days? That's a problem in the first place.
Like, you go to jail for that? Like,
the thing about it is that, you know.
Do we know do that?
I went to school
in the wrong district for a long time.
But she's not the first.
I'm
I know.
Fine, man, whatever.
Somebody might get fucked
up. Statute of limitations up.
After this is no more dog.
My thing is that, you know, we could say it's a black and white thing, but we also know that they've been doing this shit for years.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for years.
These dumbass white kids been getting into these fucking Ivy League schools for decades based off that bread. Like, that's not
And my thing is,
not a secret.
Let's be real. They fucking paying. They're paying for their kids to go to the school.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong?
Yeah. If Dr. Dre can give so much money to fucking USC, their kids should go to school for free. They should just be accepted.
I agree.
He gave like
I don't disagree with you.
Millions,
bro.
Millions on millions to the school or whatever.
To USC.
Yeah. Well, he didn't give nothing to HBCU. You know, just saying.
Hey, black athletes, can y'all please start going to HBCUs? One day y'all will realize y'all actually y'all control the culture.
Giving money like that to those schools, they should do a audit. How okay? Let's say you donate $1 million to a school or something like that. You think the school should be audited on how they that money was spent?
It's not even about... It's about when the student athletes get the money. They don't care how much money that school got. That's just like when these bowl games, when you go to the BCS, this school gets tens of millions of dollars for you appearing in the BCS. These students ain't getting nothing.
Not a goddamn
dime. And then you see... I'm a big Tim Tebow fan. Always been a big fan of Tim Tebow.
I saw it pop up on Instagram. What did he say?
Tim Tebow came out today saying that, you know, players are trying to get money now.
Yeah. California trying to pass the whole law about
that. Yeah.
Did they pass it?
They haven't, but they trying to.
The thing about it, Tim Tebow said that when he was in college or whatever, his jersey was like top five in the country of all athletes.
Saw it everywhere.
You know? And he was like, he didn't want the money because he knew when he went to that college, his family loved that college, blase this, blase that.
Hey, Tim Tebow, shut the fuck up.
No, fam. No. Well, that was.
You got the number
five.
You got
paid to say that.
Yeah, you got the number five selling jersey. Check
for saying that, check.
Yeah.
No, sure. I agree. But these niggas who coming from the hood, who that's the only way they fucking got out, get them niggas some fucking money, man. Let them niggas make their money, dog. Like, why should I have to go to college for 1 year? I'm not going to class.
And they only do it with certain sports.
Yeah.
You know, so it just lets you know that's biased. You know, they ain't doing it with hockey or nothing else. But
or baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas get drafted to baseball at 16 years old.
Nigga ain't getting no scholarship to go play lacrosse.
Oh, come on, man. My cousin literally got drafted for the Seattle Mariners when he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom made him go to college, so that's besides the point. But either way, 17 years old.
That baseball retirement is nice, too.
Yeah. I should have kept playing baseball, but that's besides the point as well. But yeah, no, they do that shit because they know more niggas is playing. They going to get a higher revenue because these niggas is playing college basketball and college football, and they don't have to give them a fucking dime.
I think, like, Jace, like what you said, man, HBCUs, man, like, why aren't y'all going?
Jemele Hill, did y'all read the Jemele Hill article?
Speak on it.
Oh, man. Jemele Hill wrote a great piece about how black athletes, if they realize that they literally control sports. And if they go to HBCUs, those HBCUs will receive the same attention as these PWIs.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have your Zion Williams going to fucking Grambling or some shit like that, it don't.
Shit, even Virginia State.
Yeah.
Like Norfolk State. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a fact. You go there, the attention will follow you.
Yeah.
The attention doesn't come from the school. The attention comes from the athlete.
And not just the attention, but the money.
Yep.
Come on, man. But what happens is these PWIs, they have all this money. And let's keep it real. We all know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
So they're putting some in their pocket for coming in. Yeah.
I think LeBron can change that.
But is he going to change it? He too busy worried about Taco Tuesday.
Which you know, he tried to trademark it. It was a nine.
That was a stupid good. LeBron.
We got LeBron. You know, he's not a big LeBron fan over there.
I mean, oh, you're not? Hey, Jay Prince, shake my hand. Shake my hand, young man.
And you know what? I'm going to talk to LeBron fans real quick. He can play ball.
He can play basketball.
He can shoot.
No, not quite.
He can shoot. Can't shoot free throws.
He can't shoot better than Kobe or Jordan.
He's streaky.
Yeah, I still remember that game. You know what? As long as I watch LeBron, I don't like him. But I you know, one thing about great players, Jordan, I couldn't stand Jordan. But Jordan shut me up every time. Kobe shut me up every time.
LeBron don't.
LeBron.
He let you talk about him.
LeBron.
And I'm LeBron. A Lakers fan, mind you. LeBron I'm a diehard
like,
Lakers fan.
I be trying to get him like, all right, LeBron, all right, okay. I'll throw this in his face. He always trying to like deny this jump. Or act like, oh, think about something else. I remember that game they played Golden State and LeBron put up 51. I think that was one of the best games I've seen LeBron play besides the one he did with Detroit when he put up with things up. He shot like 25 straight or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I said, God damn. And you know, you listen to like First Take and Undisputed, like they ain't got no chance. But LeBron had him in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, LeBron played the best game I ever seen. My God, I said roof for this motherfucker. Forgive me, Lord, but I did.
This nigga said, forgive me, Lord.
But this motherfucker, at the end of the game almost over, you got Steph Curry on you, and you pass it to...
That's LeBron's biggest flaw, man.
He passes George, and George Hill like, oh, Lord, what the hell I
what
do?
What the fuck I'm supposed to do with this, yeah.
LeBron, man, go counter.
LeBron is one of the greatest players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had this conversation that LeBron does not have the Michael Jordan / Kobe Bryant mentality to take over the game.
Because for out of 48 minutes,
who you want the ball who you want the ball in the hand the last 2 minutes?
But
Durant or LeBron?
Well, who has more game winners?
For 45 minutes of the 48 minutes, I want the ball in LeBron.
That same series, who closed the game out? For their team, LeBron or Durant?
Well, you know, Durant had four other All Stars with him.
It was cold that game.
You could
Clay
also
won't hit nothing. Steph won't hit nothing. Who took the game over?
But who LeBron have?
Not fair. Yeah, and I'm not a LeBron fan.
Tell me, had it when he played them.
You see Kyrie now.
I'm not a LeBron fan.
Kyrie,
KD was up 3-1 too. On the Warriors. It was up 3-1. What'd he do?
He either got swept, right?
No, they didn't get swept. They were up 3-1.
I'm talking about the game, the same series. LeBron put up 51 and then went back to Cleveland.
But the point, Curry and the other boy won't shoot shit. But my point is this: it's a little easier to do that in Golden State. When he was in OKC,
you're off, my nigga.
But in the same token, you up 3-1. You up 3-1.
You're off. He's okay. My biggest defense about LeBron was if they had Kyrie and Kevin Love the first time they went to the finals, Cleveland would have won.
If was a fifth, we all be drunk. Maybe.
But
damn near drunk.
They was up 2-1. Hold on. Cleveland was up 2-1 against Golden State.
That ain't 3-1.
It was up 2-1. It was up a game, right?
They was up a game, nigga.
Hey, man, yo, LeBron was dolo, though.
And once again, I'm not a LeBron fan, but I'm not going to sit here and let you be unrealistic either, though.
But Curry putting up the same numbers he was putting up in the regular season, in the postseason, when they were playing.
No, nigga, I love Steph Curry, but he disappears.
Exactly. So it was an even match.
It's not an even match because even if we know Steph Curry disappears, there's always a chance of him not disappearing.
A little shaky over there, bro.
Who, me? My bad, I was shaking the table. No, even if we know that Steph Curry disappears.
Getting them riled up.
Because it's not fair.
I'm asking you a question. Was Steph shooting threes and doing a shimmy? That's all I'm asking you. No, he wasn't. Okay, all right.
But do you know that Steph Curry not going to shoot them threes and do the shimmy? All it takes is one, bro. You got to respect, just like a wide receiver who, he may be having an off game, but you got to respect.
Can't compare that, man.
Why you can't?
He need more than 1-3.
Nigga, you crazy. All Steph Curry need to do is see it go in one time.
Beast that night, he hit 1-3.
Remember that one game, he got shut down, LeBron blocked his shot, and all of that.
I ain't knocking LeBron. LeBron can play, man. Hey, I think I test my nerves when he talking about the GOAT talk.
I mean, I'm not a LeBron fan, brother. You know, I'm not a LeBron fan.
I'm a LeBron fan, but like I said, I want to see the game where LeBron just like you said, at 51. He can do that whenever he wants.
Stop passing the ball.
He can do that whenever he wants.
I told you, I rooted for that man.
You sound like Tyra Banks when you did that joint. I rooted for you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, man, Relevance in the Dungeon, man. Shout out Jay Prince.
All right. I've been on the show 3 times now, and I have not shout out my daughter. So right now I'm going to shout out my daughter, Jamia Marie Prince. I love you. Daddy loves you. I'm out here doing things for you, so when you get older, it'll be easier for you. Number two, I'm going to shout out my new company, Money Executives Entertainment LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to shout out all y'all. Y'all good. Good conversation. It's good for black people to have good conversation without getting mad and going to try and get your pistol.
Agreed.
Even though Cal seemed like he was close to all that shaking going on over there.
Nah, he's all right.
Took another shot. He was all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all it took. Another drink.
I got damn Jameson.
You know, it's good to have good talk, man.
No doubt, man.
And that's what brothers need, man. Yeah. Good talk, good positive talk. And that's what it's about, man.
Agreed.
No doubt. Kitchen Magician.
Shout out to all of y'all, man. I mean, it's my first time on here. It was a good conversation, like as Jamel said. And I think brothers being together, building and talking is something that's very important that's not done enough.
Agreed.
What we like to do is be these individual pillars of strength and be dying silently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to definitely take more time to, you know, speak on, you know, events, politics, whatever it is, sports, what's going on in the hood. The whole deal, and I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been supporting Kitchen Magician Catering, Firehouse 15, family, moms back in New York. You know, without you, none of this would be happening.
No doubt.
And shout out to that dish you made that day. I keep saying it wrong.
Oh, the shrimp fried Diavolo.
Yeah, I keep calling it shrimp. Bill DeVoe.
Shrimp BBD.
Shrimp
BBD.
That was me. I gotta try that, man.
Every time I see it, man, that Bill DeVoe is good as a bitch, man.
Nigga, that shit sounds amazing.
I know, right? Kel, who we got,
it's
man?
My turn, my bad. Yeah. Shout out, again, I gotta reiterate, man. Shout out to all y'all. It was beautiful having this conversation for black men coming together. And like you said, nobody wants to fight. Nobody want to go get their pistol, none of this shit. So shout out to all y'all gods, man. Shout out to Snuff for bringing us together, though. Definitely, brother. Things you were doing.
Stop.
No, I will not. You're going to take this.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the one that's doing it, but I'm glad you're saying that, bro.
Yeah, no, shout out to you for not being afraid to put us on this platform together, not being afraid of what might happen, and for the things that you're willing to do in this community and in this arena, brother, I support you. Mm. I respect you. And, hey, I ain't afraid to say I love you for it, my nigga. Mm. Shout out to the Kitchen Magician. We finna talk as soon as the camera go off. No question. Shout out to my own company. I got to plug it. It's only right. Big Dog Bites. We coming for y'all as well. I'm going to get some pointers from this man. We ain't going to compete. We going to work together. Is that
simple?
Come on
now.
And shout out to the I Can't Call It podcast. Shout out to my nigga Tone. Shout out to Chanel. And shout out to my daughter Journey. I love y'all. Peace and love.
No doubt. No doubt. Just trying to take it out. I hate.
Wait.
Don't no compliments, man. I told y'all.
Nah, it's gonna always be compliments. because black men like you don't get enough credit, brother. In case y'all don't know, this was not set up this way initially. This was a last minute thing, and we all were able to come together, and you see what came forth. I love to be in the presence of successful, positive, progressive black men, and that's what we are in the presence of right now. So I salute each and every one of you gentlemen. Me being the youngest person here, allow me to say that I respect and look up and admire each and every one of you gentlemen. So, you know, once again, peace and love, and God bless y'all.
No doubt, man.
Man, get this man a Kleenex or something.
I mean, this man over here. Nah, bro, it is what it is. Like, nah, niggas don't get to do that enough. Everybody, like he
said. That's the problem.
Yeah, niggas expect us to be individual pillars of strength. I'm going to take his words for it. But at the end of the day, one thing that I love about coming here, and me and Snuff have talked about it plenty of times, I love being around people that can inspire me. For too long, my circle didn't inspire me, so it felt like a cage. And now I feel like being around people like you, I'm finally out of that cage. Me and you were talking about that prior to, you know, us starting to record, getting out that cage, man. Black man, we need to get out that cage. Mm-hmm. Real shit. Right. Mental cage, spiritual cage, emotional cage. We need to get out that shit. And this is a great platform to do so. So, yeah.
But it takes each other to lift each other up.
Without a doubt, each one teach one.
Yeah, man.
I'll call Snuff in a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Snuff will call me in a minute. Man, you know, it's hit me. I'm like, bro, keep doing what you're doing.
Man, this nigga texts me once or twice a week, and I'm just like, damn, this nigga ran. I need to be doing better. So I appreciate that type of shit. Yeah, nigga, compliments galore, nigga.
Like I told you, bro, what you doing now, it boosts me to do what I need to do.
Exactly.
I'm trying, man.
I ain't never been so inspired in my life.
I had a decision I had to make this week, man, and a lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna look at it the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? But
I look at it.
Y'all niggas gonna respect it or check it.
Yeah, I'm...
Step your game up.
I'm all the way down. You know, 10 toes.
Yeah.
10 motherfucking toes, man. You know, you gotta chase this shit, man. Ain't a motherfucker gonna give you a motherfucking thing. You can get told no a lot. You can get left on red. You can have motherfuckers say they don't fuck with you. But, hey, look, just keep doing what you're doing. You ain't gonna be for everybody. But as long as you trying your hardest and you happy doing what you're doing, that's all that matter, man. It ain't about the money. It's about you going to bed at night knowing, yo, the next day I got something I want to fucking do.
Yeah. We gonna get this paper though, just to be clear. We gonna get this paper.
Yeah, we gonna get it and we gonna take it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Get down and lay down.
But it feel better to get paid for doing something you love to do.
That's a fact.
He loves to cook. He loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I know he feels better than just doing something else.
Punching somebody clock.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I admire all these brothers right here. And, yeah, this is my first time meeting some of them. But just hearing the things that they do, like, this brother right here, man, we talk all the time when it comes to the podcast and the comedy and all that shit. I got him started, but now I'm on his show, and I'm proud to be here. I'm okay with that.
Nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah. This man right here, just met him today, but he's in an arena that I want to tap into. So I will take that wealth of knowledge. Both of these gentlemen are. So allow me to be the sponge and these gentlemen, you know, be the soap, so to speak.
Man, God's put people in your life for a reason, man.
That's a fact.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
Always, brother.
Lesson or blessing.
I told him earlier, the guy who's my business partner is the guy I met who I bought my truck from. We just met him. I just did a business deal with him.
Yeah.
And now we're best friends. This man teaching me something. teach me on some real estate shit.
Nothing is by accident, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing is by accident.
And the thing about it, you got to have that attentive ear, man. You got to be able to listen. You can't, in this life, man, you can't do nothing by yourself.
No.
You got to humble yourself sometimes. A lot of people don't want to be humble, man. It's like, I'm not afraid to ask questions, you know? A lot of motherfuckers think I'm arrogant as fuck.
I think the generation before us, like, you know, my dad, they had the best education, you know, but he's well off now because he asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to ask questions, man. Can't do it by yourself.
Can't do it, man.
Can't do it, man.
Can't do it. We getting into comedy, man. And Kale's coming.
Oh, I'm letting you. Hey, I'm on your ass.
Tell you right now.
I'm on your ass, Jack.
I got multiple hats I put on. So I'm putting on my promoter hat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let y'all know right now, out in the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be on the lookout for some comedy shows.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
And just to let y'all know, when I'm out there busting y'all ass, this the man y'all got to blame right here, Snuff McGee. I'm coming, nigga. I'm telling you. Oh, y'all nigga, I'm
coming soon, y'all.
I'm about to bust asses.
Coming soon.
Pause.
Just let you know when y'all see it, y'all be ready. Y'all be ready.
Yo, man, I'm telling you.
And we'll eat some of that kitchen musician
ready, man. This dude is ready. And
the young god is on your ass.
First of many appearances for the kitchen magician, man. You know, Kel, you're going to make your 10,000 appearance. We only done 23 episodes. You know what I'm saying?
In case y'all don't know, this is our show now.
Yeah. You know, Jay Prince, whenever. You know, I appreciate, you know, you doing what you're doing tonight, man. I know this was unexpected.
Yeah, it was very unexpected.
Yeah.
But it was worth it, though.
It worked.
Yeah. It was worth it.
It worked.
And it's going to work. This is what we do, man. I want to shout out, you know, everybody supporting. Everybody's got my back. And everybody that says no, man. Sometimes you need to hear that shit. You know, sometimes you think, you know, you got shit down and you don't. You know, that shit make you go harder. That shit makes you realize what do you need to do to build yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, and then that's what I'm trying to do. And having the people around me makes that shit a whole lot easier. You know,
good positive people around.
Yeah, I mean it's energy, man. It's good.
We'll be at work. This man, me and him, be at work. He'll call me in the office, and we'll just sit there and just vibe and talk to each other. Cause we got the same. I mean, we're not in the same area. Mm-hmm. We try to do, but it's about the same thing, though. You know,
success,
and we sit there and we encourage each other. That's what you supposed to do.
Yeah.
You feeling down about something? You shouldn't have to hesitate to go to your next brother and be like, oh, man, I don't want to talk to him, but I don't know how to. That man come to me anytime, like, bro, I'm gonna come holler at you, man. And I want him to do that, cause I want, if I feel a certain way, I want to come to him, like, bro, let me talk to you.
Yeah,
and that's how it's supposed to be. And now no soft shit, none. It's on some real shit, and that's wrong. This wrong this generation, man. Y'all don't know how to be real. Y'all don't know how to be real with each other, man. Your friend. You supposed to go to your friend like, look, brother, I'm going through something. Or I need to talk to you about something. And he should be right there, right by your side, and talk to you. It could be about anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. Personal, business, anything. Mm-hmm. He should be right there with you. And that's why I fuck with him like that, man.
Like I said, me and Jay, we go back so long. Sometimes it'll be some shit that he already know where I'm going with. I'm like, hey, man, Jay, what you think? Hey, man, look, fuck that shit. Hey, man, that's how it is, man. Like, you got to have that team, man. You got to have that team. You also got to have sometimes, you got to have a motherfucker to humble your ass, too.
Yes.
Hey, we not always doing the right thing. We not always making the right choice.
Put me in my place.
Yeah.
Put me in my place. I might need a couple of shots after you put me in my place. Let talk to me like that. You know?
It's just like, you know, when you a kid, you get that ass whooping, man. At the end of the day, hey, I love you, man. They love you, but you fucked up, you know? And you need that in your life, man. Upcoming episodes, man. We got some people coming through. Black Connection LLC is dropping by.
Yeah.
Got Dolores Tyler coming by.
Yeah.
Real soon. Got Kel coming back as usual.
I'm here every week, baby. I'm here.
Kitchen Magician. Next time, man, you know, Channel 6 getting that good shit, man. You know, anytime, you know.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting something when I came today.
Bring us a plate next time.
Yeah, I didn't even eat before I left the crib, man. I was like, yo, I'm gonna have something when I get to the podcast.
You seen how
I came with a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, you seen how 8 at Firehouse 15, you ain't even had to clean the dishes, man. That's how I clean. Look, my motherfuckers clean.
I'm in that bitch Sunday, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got y'all next time on my show.
Bet.
No doubt, man. Relevance in the Dungeon, man. I'm Snuff McGee, joined by
Jay Prince, baby. Money Executives Entertainment LLC, baby. Let's go.
I saw Ariane, the Kitchen Magician.
It's your boy Kel, Big Dog Bites. I Can't Call It Podcast. Snuff McGee and Friends.
No doubt, baby. And interns, please send your resumes to SnuffMcGeeAndFriends@gmail.com. We're looking at VCU right now. Hopefully you get with Virginia Union. I'm Snuff McGee. We out. Peace.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.